I want to personally invite you to join me and all the other Brock stars for this year's 13th live and in-person Plan Stock event outside of Asheville, North Carolina, in the little town of Black Mountain. It's 1,500 acres, is loaded with wildlife, trees, trails, streams. It is a nature wonderland. And what's also a wonderland are all the incredible speakers that you get to hang with all weekend long, like Jane and Ann Esselstyn, Dr. Will Bolshewitz of Fiberfueled, Carly Bodrug, Miss Plant U, Dr. Gemma Newman is over from the UK. We have Dr. Dawn Musalem from the Mayo Clinic, John Mackey, the ex-CEO of Whole Food Market Stores, myself, Brian Hart, and a special appearance by the Plant Bros. Here's the kicker. All these Brock stars are there from Friday till Sunday, and they want to rub elbows with all of you, whether it's over buffets of Plant Strong fare for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, whether it's going on an afternoon hike, a swim, pickleball, frisbee golf, kickball, cornhole, dancing. We're having live music. It's all there in this fun weekend extravaganza that we affectionately call Plant Stock. Simply go to liveplantstrong.com and then click on Plant Stock 2024 and grab yourself a ticket before they sell out. See you there. I'm Rip Esselstyn, and you're listening to the Plant Strong Podcast. Hey, everybody. Happy New Year to you. And welcome to this special Plant Strong Podcast episode. I realize that many of you around the world are exploring and embracing the goodness of whole plant-based foods, and good on you. This is fabulous. Perhaps you're motivated by many health benefits, or you're eating more plants for social, environmental, or compassion reasons. Regardless, at Plant Strong, we welcome you wherever you are on your journey, and our goal is to provide you with all the resources that you need to help you on your path. Now, that's why over the next few days, I'll be recording a few mini episodes to help you with mindset, motivation, education, and tools to help make this as simple and impactful as possible. Before I get started, let me explain what I mean by a plant-strong diet. I'm talking about embracing a diet that's rich in fruits, vegetables, all kinds of beans, legumes, lentils, and whole grains, while simultaneously crowding out animal products like meat, seafood, dairy, and eggs. In addition, I want to urge you to eliminate processed oils and cut back on excessive salt and sugar intake. Now, the benefits of adopting a whole food plant-based lifestyle are beyond profound. Not only does it support weight management and boost your energy levels, it also reduces your risk of chronic diseases like heart disease, diabetes, and a certain number of cancers. A plant-strong diet is not just about what you eliminate, it's about embracing vibrant, nutrient-rich foods that are going to nourish your body from the inside out. I like to call these strong foods, and at Plant Strong, we're all about the strong. Today, I'd like to tackle the elephant that's sitting in the living room, staring at everybody: protein. And before I even get started, can I just remind you that elephants are herbivores? That's right. Elephants are plant strong. Now, with that being said, let's dive into it. What exactly is protein anyway? Protein is the body's building block, helping to grow everything from bones and muscle to skin and hair. It makes up about 20% of your body weight. It is so plentiful that if you remove the water from your body, you'd be a whopping 75% protein. Now, protein itself is a molecule composed of much smaller building blocks called amino acids. These amino acids, they link themselves into chains to form individualized proteins with specific roles. Think of proteins like buildings and amino acids like bricks. Each building serves a very specific purpose, and each building requires uniquely shaped and sized bricks arranged in a specific sequence. Our bodies contain more than 10,000 different kinds of proteins, each very busy doing their own particular job. In addition to growing and repairing tissue, protein is necessary for the production of enzymes, hormones, and countless other body functions. Now, to make proteins, the body needs these amino acids. There's 20 of them specifically. And the good news is that we as human beings, we can synthesize 11 of them on our own. But the other 9, known as essential amino acids, they must be taken in through our food. And every food on the planet has protein, but the quality of the food depends on the amounts and the ratio of the essential amino acids. So how much protein do we need exactly? The official recommendation from the Institute of Medicine is 0.8 grams of protein per kilogram of body weight. Let's put that in English. So if you weigh 150 pounds, that comes out to 50 grams of protein per day, or 10% of your daily caloric intake. Nevertheless, most Americans are getting far more than they need, which, as you're going to soon see, places an enormous burden on the kidneys and the heart and promotes cancerous tumors. Plants, on the other hand, provide you the ideal amount of protein without taxing your body system. I like to refer to plant-based protein as the Goldilocks of protein. Let me hit you with a little pop quiz. Which do you think has more protein, beef or broccoli per calorie? Now, back in the day, I would have jumped up and down and said, well, it's beef. But the answer is broccoli. This green bodybuilding machine has 15% more protein per calorie than beef. But that's not going to stop your protein-seeking brainwashed neighbor from eating pounds of steak at a time. Let's take a gander at the amount of protein in a few of the basic plant-based food groups, starting with leafy greens. Now, believe it or not, kale, broccoli, bok choy, and other cruciferous greens hover close to 35% of their calories coming from protein. And spinach clocks in at a jaw-dropping 51% protein. Now, your average unassuming onion, mushroom, and tomato, they don't like to brag, but they're sitting between 25 and 35% of their calories from protein. Your average intact whole grain that we love to eat, like barley, millet, rye, oats, are right around 15% protein, with the ancient Peruvian grain quinoa setting the bar at 18% protein. Your typical bean or legume, as it's said, like black beans, split peas, red lentils, and pinto beans are 25% protein, with soybeans taking the cake, or as we like to say here at Plant Strong, taking the kale at over 40% of their calories coming from protein. Your average fruit is right around 6% protein, though lemons, believe it or not, steal the show at 16%. Now, granted, you'd have to eat the whole lemon, rind and all, and I'm not suggesting that you do that, but hey, when life gives you lemons, you get a little protein. Now that you know the numbers, I want you to know that none of this really matters. In this country, there's really no such thing as kwashiorkor, which is protein deficiency, because as long as you're consuming enough calories, you're getting enough protein. And remember, we only need roughly 10% of our calories coming from protein. And this even accounts for pregnant women who are giving some of their protein to another human. Now, you may be asking, what about athletes who are actively breaking down and then having to build muscle? Yeah, they're going to consume a little bit more, but just by consuming more food, they're going to be getting more protein. I just want you to know that it would be virtually impossible for you to get less than 10% of your calories from protein as long as you're consuming any combination of fruits, vegetables, green leafies, beans, and whole grains. Furthermore, when you're eating plants, you're also consuming all of their other beneficial ingredients, such as fiber, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, and phytonutrients. These are the superheroes that you want coursing through your body when it comes to fighting off oxidative stress, building healthy cells, strengthening your immune system, your microbiome, and reversing disease. Here's the simple truth. Plants have protein, they have plenty of it, and it's 100% healthy. And since you have a choice, why not choose the healthiest option? Be sure to follow us at Go Plant Strong on Instagram and at Rip Esselstyn on Instagram, and join our official Plant Strong community group page, which is on Facebook, for more information and Plant Strong inspiration. I'll be sure to link all those in the show notes so you don't miss it. Be sure to stay tuned for another mini episode tomorrow where I share why dairy really is scary and definitely does not do a body good.